Hi, if you record your name and reason for calling, I'll see if this person is available.
Tara?
Thanks. Please stay on the line.
Hello?
Hi, I'm calling to speak with the person who handles the online listing for Pretty Paints.
Speaking.
Oh, hi, my name's Tara. I'm over at Local Splash. How are you today?
I'm doing fine, yourself?
I'm doing well, thank you. I appreciate that.
That's good.
And the reason for my call, we're calling to speak with you about listing Pretty Paints on the first page of Google for your services there using the keywords in the area. And you know when you do a search, it'll show the map of the local area? It pops up in the middle of the page?
I think that's me with it, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and then next to the map, like a painter's near me, for example, and then next to the map, it'll show a list of some of the local companies that service within that area. So, like right now in your area, the companies that show are Palmetto Quality Painting or Clint's Painting. Are you familiar with those names at all?
No, ma'am. No.
No? Okay. Well, they're smaller. They're the locals there, too. There are just a couple that are benefiting from being listed there in your area now, and that's where we would be listing you, is right there alongside them. So now you'd be one of the local options when people search from there as well. And the reason you're getting this call today is they had one of those first page positions become available in your geographic area for the category of painters. So today we are calling through the area to fill that open position there. And Google's rule is we can list one business per position. So if we were to program Pretty Paints in to appear there too, they block out one of those spaces for you, and then we can't accept any additional companies in from your territory who offer any of those same services. So that way, you'd always be one of the local options for people. At that very moment, they're ready to make that phone call. You know, the moment they need the painter, you'll be there to catch them too. And that all makes sense so far, right?
Yes.
Beautiful. Okay. And a couple of questions. How long have you been in business as Pretty Paints?
I've been in business 30 years.
30 years? Okay. Is it just you, or are you and a partner, or like a crew?
Yeah, I have a crew.
You have a
yes,
crew?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I do. Yes.
And is it mainly interior painting or exterior painting or a little bit of both?
Yeah, both. Mm-hmm.
Both? Okay.
Yes.
And the area that you're servicing, so I know that Somerville is home base for you, but how far are you typically traveling for the work?
Oh, it all depends. You know, on the job. I've been doing some of it, but I mean, I've been over the Tri-County area. You know, Mount Pleasant West. I've been all over Charleston.
Okay, the whole low country, pretty much.
Yeah. Okay. Somebody called. You know, I work those areas.
Okay, wonderful. And you're Keith?
Ma'am?
Your name? My name again is Tara. Who am I speaking with?
Keith.
Keith. Okay, that's what I thought. It's nice to meet you, Keith. And for this position, Keith, that they have available there today, on Google, it's just month-to-month pricing. There are no contracts or anything like that. And based on everything so far, there are no negative reviews anywhere online. You're a 5 out of 5-star rated company, and that's something that they've looked for. So you've pre-qualified for that position already. And overall, you see value in all of this being listed there on Google at that moment people are searching locally?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so why don't I do this? Why don't I pull up the pricing for that position that they have available there today? And then that way, if you decide that you want that spot, we can go from there. Does that sound good?
You know what? Honestly, no, I think it probably may be just a waste of money, honestly. You know, I'm already on two other websites I'm with right now. You know, and I'm on three, honestly. You know, so according with and I think it'd probably be a waste of money, honestly.
Okay. Are the websites that you're on, they're not Google, right? They're just websites?
Yeah, just websites, yeah, like, you know, like Angie's List.
Angie's List. Okay, I'm familiar with that. We work with a lot of their clients, too. Are you seeing a return from your Angie's List listing?
Well, I just recently just joined Angie's List. I just got on there probably, like, it may have been probably not been a week now I've joined them. You know, I've been with them. I'm a Thumbtack, you know, Thumbtack.
Thumbtack. Okay, yeah, that's a lead service too. Okay, so are any of those leads turning over into jobs for you?
Oh, yeah, some of them does, yeah.
Okay,
some of them, yeah.
Great. So would it be fair to say that you've made back what you've invested with them so far?
Well, I mean, with Angie's List, yeah, I mean, I've gotten a job with them. I completed yesterday, you know, so I did make some money off of it.
Okay. So
I think the leads are kind of high. You know, I was a bit by dealing with them because they're high to me compared to what I'm dealing with through Thumbtack and everybody else.
The cost of the leads are high? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, let me ask you, when you're looking for something locally and you don't know where to find it, where do you usually start?
I'm looking for something locally.
Right. And do you go to Angie yourself, or do you usually start with Google?
I'm sorry, I missed that second part. What did you say?
Where do you usually go when you're searching for something online? Do you usually go to Google, or do you usually go to Angie's?
Yeah. Usually I've been just using the leads I receive off Thumbtack. I didn't have no website that I would go to like Google. I wasn't familiar with that.
Okay. Well, you know, for one reason or another, there are searches being done directly on Google for painters in your area. If we could get you up there in front of those people who are actively searching for a painter in a position where, and with Google, you're not paying per lead, and these are live calls that come directly to you rather than through a third party. Mm-hmm. So if we could get you up there in front of those people and do that for you at a reasonable rate, being that they have that area open for programming today, that's not a bad idea, right, if it were affordable?
Yes, if it was affordable and I wasn't locking in no contract.
Right. With this, and it's month to month, there are no contracts. And the good news is that you've been in business for 30 years, so you can qualify for, it's called a legacy rate, and that's a reduced rate for our companies. You only have to be 20 years and over in order to get that. So I'm just grabbing Nadine. She's my director for the Carolinas. I'm going to have her come over and apply that rate reduction for me. I will get you that pricing right now. And then that way, Keith, if you decide that you want that spot, at least you've had the opportunity. Hang on here.
Hi, Keith.